obedience. Now, there's a double-edged sword if ever there was one. Certainly when we're in control, we want others to obey us. But how much do we enjoy obeying someone else when they're the boss? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Not much is the answer, which is why the idea of obeying God is so out of vogue in the 21st century church. Yesterday we looked at this passage, Leviticus chapter 20, verses 7 and 8. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. It's about setting ourselves apart for God by being obedient, by keeping his statutes and doing them. Now, perhaps you're thinking to yourself, well, that's a very Old Testament view of the world. I'm not under the law, I'm under grace. And you'd be right up to a point, but not to the point of dismissing the whole idea of obedience. Here's a New Testament take from the lips of Jesus himself, John chapter 15, verse 10. I have obeyed my Father's commands, and he continues to love me. In the same way, if you obey my commands, I will continue to love you. Obedience to God is no less an issue in the New Testament than it was back in the Old. It's just that the emphasis has changed. The how, if you will, has changed. Because we're now under grace, the free, unmerited favor of God, obedience is no longer about following a set of rigid rules. It's a love response. Do you call yourself a Christian? Then Jesus is calling you to obey his commands in response to the love that he poured out for you on that cross. The way we love him is to obey him. I'm sorry if that's not all that popular these days, but that's God's word, fresh for you today. Why does God want us to be obedient? So that we can live in a close, loving relationship with him. That's why he speaks to us through his word. And that's why I'd love to send you your Fresh Devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.